us all, dear friend, who died to save us all. We may not know, we cannot tell what pain he had to bear, but we believe it was for us. Welcome to our service of meditation for the last hour of the cross. Usually in this service, we leave quite long spaces of silence between readings, prayers and hymns. But because we can't be in church, and because silence doesn't work very well on radio, this year the readings, prayers and music will take up nearly all the space. We began with the words of Mrs. Cecil Frances Alexander, set to the traditional tune The Turtle Dove, and arranged by Sam. There is a Green Hill, like many of Mrs. Alexander's hymns, was written for children, but its direct and simple message still speaks to us all. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. We continue now with one of the best loved of hymns, How Great Thou Art. This piece came out of Russia, by way of Scandinavia, as late as the 1930s or 40s, but it has established itself as a favourite in our churches. It's sung here in a sort of Russian male voice arrangement by some dear friends of mine and Sam's, the men of the New English Orchestra Singer. All our music today will come from the NEO. It is the third verse that directs our attention to the cross. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
See the stars, I hear
The Collect for Good Friday. Almighty Father, look with mercy on this your family, for which our Lord Jesus Christ was content to be betrayed, and given up into the hands of wicked men, and to suffer death upon the cross, who is alive and glorified with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. The first Good Friday anthem. We adore you, O Christ, for you were slain. For by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every race and language, from every people and nation, to make them a kingdom of priests, to stand and serve before our God. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Look with mercy on this your family, it says in that Good Friday collect. On this holiest of days, we remember that the cross of Christ was the price paid that we might be forgiven for our sins. Our next piece is perhaps the greatest song of penitence ever written, the Miserere Mei Deus of Gregorio Allegri. Have mercy upon me, O God, after thy great goodness.
Thank you. Thank you.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The second Good Friday anthem. Christ was manifested in the body, vindicated in the spirit, witnessed by the angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world, glorified in high heaven. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Our first Bible reading is from Isaiah chapter 53. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity, and as one from whom others hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him of no account. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Thank you. The words there are from Charles Wesley. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. The lovely tune that speaks the music of that life and peace was Manger's to Beach, written by the wonderful Scots fiddler and composer Aidan O'Rourke. Manchester is a beach on the island of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides, on the very outer margin of Europe. Christians in every continent will be commemorating the love of Christ today. Perhaps we remember especially the less developed world, where the impact of COVID-19 is yet to be felt, but seems certain to be harrowing when it is. Wherever that impact is felt, there will be Christians praying for the sufferers as we do today and showing love to their neighbours. Here is the story of perhaps the first Christian from Africa and his joyful response to the message of the cross. The reading is from Acts chapter 8. Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go towards the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He'd come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?" The eunuch replied, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing.
Is for
God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Therefore we pray for our Heavenly Father, for people everywhere, according to their needs. O God, the Creator and Preserver of all humankind, we humbly pray to you for people everywhere. Make your ways known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Most especially on this Good Friday, we pray for the well-being of our brothers and sisters in the worldwide Church, that we may be so guided and governed by your Holy Spirit that all who profess and call themselves Christians may be led into the way of truth and hold the faith in the unity of the Spirit, in the bond of peace, and in righteousness of life. And, Lord, we commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are in any way afflicted or distressed, in mind, body, or spirit, that it may please you to comfort and relieve them in their different needs. Give them patience in their sufferings and a blessed outcome from all their afflictions. This we beg, for Jesus Christ's sake, your Son, our Lord, who taught us to pray. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, and in the language of our choice, we are bold to say, En tad, yr hynoedyn y nefoedd, sancteddiad y enw, deled y dernas, gwnel y dywychlis, megis yn y nef, fechlu ar y ddear hefyd, dyron ni heddiw ein bara beinyddiol, byddai i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddeiwn ni nai ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, eith y gwared ni rhag drwg, can ei seiddo ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant yn oes oes oedd. Amen. The original version of that song said, if you cannot preach like Peter, If you cannot pray like Paul, go home and tell your neighbours he died to save us all. Balm in Gilead is from another of the world's great Christian musical traditions, from the African Americas. In that tradition, which was of course born horribly in slavery, the prayers of St. Paul were precious, because when he prayed in Philippi, the chains of the prisoners fell off. There is a tradition which says that after the Good Friday last hour service, everyone should leave the church in silence. But I think I rather prefer the idea in that song. Go home and tell your neighbours he died to save us all. Our next reading, though, concerns Peter, the other apostle mentioned in the song. It became clear to the early Christian writers that Peter's denial of Christ in the garden of the high priest was not incidental or marginal to the story of the crucifixion of Jesus. The story of Peter's denial and restoration embodied the forgiveness which Jesus had come to bring. This is John, chapter 18. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest, but Peter was standing outside at the gate. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out, spoke to the woman who guarded the gate, and brought Peter in. The woman said to Peter, "You're not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the slaves and the police had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing around it and warming themselves. Peter also was standing with them and warming himself. Then the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus answered, "I've spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all the Jews come together. I've said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard what I said to them. They know what I said." When he had said this, one of the police standing nearby struck Jesus on the face, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered, "If I've spoken wrongly, testify to the wrong. But if I've spoken rightly, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. They asked him, "You're not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Again Peter denied it, and at that moment the cock crowed. That was the Agnus Dei from the Salzburger Festmesse by Nigel Swinford. As well as a composer, Nigel was the conductor of several of the tracks you've heard this afternoon and the musical arranger of most of them. But to those of us who worked with him, he was, above all, a spiritual mentor and guide. Our next Bible reading is from St. Paul. It's from his letter to the Christians in Philippi. We said earlier that Paul had been imprisoned there. His letter to the Philippians is written to Philippi from a different place of imprisonment. We're not quite sure where and when it was, but what is certain is that these are people to whom he has been a precious mentor and guide, and they are some of his dearest children in the Lord. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, he writes, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. He also wrote to them the words of our next reading. It may itself have been an early Christian hymn. It has certainly inspired many more Christian hymn writers through the centuries. After we have heard the reading, we shall hear one such inspired version by the composer Christopher Walker. Philippians chapter 2. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him, and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads, saying, "You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we'll believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he wants to. For he said, 'I'm God's son.'" The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?" That is, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last.
Oh,
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Christ, give you grace to grow in holiness, daily to take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you this Easter time and always. Amen.